Welcome to the neighborhood. It's a Friday. The weekend. I might have mentioned on Wednesday that it's not a good idea to get married if you're a guy, especially in America, given that most American women are always looking for a better deal. The grass is greener on the other side. Plus, you have a loaded court system where if you do have children, there is a divorce. More than likely, you're going to be the one paying child support. It's not a good deal for men. It used to be, not so much anymore. Case in point, my man, Dr. Dre. I don't know if you've heard about this, but Westside! Dr. Dre ordered to pay ex-wife Nicole Young $3.5 million per year in spousal support. That's not child support. That's $3.5 million in spousal support. Nicole Young will be receiving a substantial amount of money from Dr. Dre amid their divorce. A judge ordered the music mogul to pay Young $293,306 a month in spousal support. And I guess when you add in all the extras, it comes to more than $3.5 million a year. While that's a good chunk of change from most people, the sum is much less than she requested. During the pandemic in September of 2020, Dr. Dre's now ex-wife was asking for $2 million per month. By the way, the rapper will also have to cover the expenses for their Malibu and Pacific Palisades homes and will pay for her health insurance. If she remarries or enters into a new domestic partnership, the agreement ends. Oh, I'm sure that's going to happen real soon. The couple shares two adult children, 24 and 20, so child support's not an issue. But what is the issue is that this woman is getting alimony, $3.5 million per year. She filed for divorce in June of last year after 24 years of marriage, and I guess the process has been anything but amicable. She accused the acclaimed producer of emotional and physical abuse, which he strongly denied, and the doctor declared legally separated and single. So now he can go play the field, I guess. Can you imagine that? And the divorce isn't even finalized. And that doesn't include the money that goes to the lawyers. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Dr. Dre is getting a little long in the tooth. He was big when I was young. So I'm not too sure he's got the street cred necessary to generate that kind of jack, as the kids say. By the way, you know what Dr. Dre and Dr. Fauci have in common? Neither are a credible doctor. Thank you, Mike. I did work at LA Juvenile Hall. I do have street cred. As a black man once said to me, you have just enough rhythm to be dangerous. And he's right. There is something about me. Maybe my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was black. I don't know. I feel it, man. I feel my heritage. Cleveland Indians announce franchise new name. The Guardians. The Cleveland Indians are changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians, announcing the impending name change with a video narrated by Tom Hanks. This morning, the Major League Baseball team crept closer to ending the saga of altering a franchise identity that has long offended many Native Americans. He read, "The new name will take effect after this season, after announcing the intention to change the name back in December of 2020. The club, that is the Cleveland Indians, have held that name since 1915, but opted to change it after calls from fans, Native American groups, and others. The move came shortly after the Washington football team announced it was going to drop its longtime racist nickname, the Washington Redskins. And Cleveland officially banned Native American headdresses and face painting at Progressive Field," which I guess is bad news for Elaine's boyfriend, Putty. Yeah, that's right. "It also dropped the racist Chief Wahoo logo. So the Cleveland Indians will no longer be the Cleveland Indians after this year." What are you talking about? "I'm talking about the fact that the Indians are changing their name." "Well, nothing. What is wrong with Indians? I am an Indian. I don't mind you. If you want to call the team the Cleveland Indians, go ahead and call them the Cleveland Indians." "Yeah, I don't think you understand. It's not that kind of Indian. What are you talking about? It's not India like you. You're from India, right?" "Yes, of course I'm from India. I'm from New Delhi. "Well, then I went to the old Delhi, but the food was bad. So I went to Mumbai, which became Bombay, which was once Bombay, now it's New Mumbai. But yes, I'm here in America. What is your point?" "My point is, it's not that kind of Indian. Not people from India. Native Americans aren't Indians. Indians. Oh, you're talking about like, oh, I see that there's a difference. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean India. I mean, ooh, you know, that kind of Indian. Oh, that's racist. What did you just do? Ooh, you mean that? You can't be doing that. That's racist. Ooh, how? How? How is that racist? You get it? How? Oh, you're a terrible man. You're a very bad man." "No, I'm not, and I'll tell you why. Because my great-grandmother is a full-blown, full-blooded Indian from Canada." "Oh, you got to be kidding me." "No, I'm not kidding you. She is from the very dangerous Mi'kmaq tribe." The Mi'kmaq tribe? What is that? That's a group of Indians? Hey, I'm not lying when I tell you this. My great-great-grandmother was from the Mi'kmaq tribe in Nova Scotia. The Mi'kmaq tribe? What did they, instead of spears, did they taunt the enemy with 2RB patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun? See, now you're being a racist. No, you're being a racist. No, go back to India. No, why don't you go back to your Mi'kmaq tribe? You know what that dot on your head is for? No, what is the dot on my head for? Push start. Oh, you're a terrible, human being. All right, I'm sorry. You know what the turban's for?
It doesn't work for me.
The turban's for pull start. Oh, this show sucks. This show sucks, and you suck.
Before we're done here, y'all be wearing gold-plated diapers.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. I'm going back to my deli. DeAndre Hopkins' NFL vaccine policy making me question my future in the NFL. I was really happy when he left the Texans. In a memo to teams on Thursday shared by NFL Network Tom Pelissero, the NFL laid out what the consequences will be for teams that experience breakouts caused among unvaccinated players. The NFL will no longer be bending over backwards to postpone or reschedule games if one of these outbreaks occur. Teams will be forced to forfeit the game. It'll have to be, if it is in fact canceled, and the players on both teams won't even get paid. Arizona Cardinal wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins had a pretty strong reaction to the memo. In a now deleted tweet, he made it clear he wasn't happy about the NFL's new policy. Quote, "Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. This may be the pushback that we've been waiting to see. And it may come from young African-American black athletes. Why? Because their grandfathers told their father about the Tuskegee experiments from 42 to 72, where the government was shooting them up with syphilis. So the African-American community as a whole, the black community, is very hesitant, more than vaccine hesitant, more like, yo, take your vaccine and shove it. They don't want any part of it. And considering that the NFL is at least 80% black, it is inevitable there's going to be a pushback. And I think DeAndre Hopkins may just be the beginning of this pushback. Said Gary Sheffield Jr., who is the son of Gary Sheffield, the baseball player who used to play for the Yankees. He said, Happy Hopkins, that's what he calls him, is standing up for himself. Pro force vaxxers are going to claim he isn't being forced into getting vaccinated, which is completely false. You are hanging his work life over his head and making a decision you support. That's unconstitutional. And he's absolutely right. And by the way, there's already a two-tier system in the NFL, the National Football League, which is a non-profit organization. Can you freaking believe that? The National Football League is a non-profit entity, just like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation. Oh, they're in really good company. There's a two-tier system. If you're a coach or part of the off-field personnel, you have no choice as of today. None. If you're a player, it's a gray area for the moment. And the reason is because 80% of the players are black and the NFL doesn't want to piss everyone off. Case in point, Vikings offensive coach fired for refusing COVID vaccine today. The NFL requires all coaches, front office executives, and other members of the Tier 1 staff to get the jab. So, Minnesota Vikings offensive line coach Rick Dennison was fired today after refusing to take his jab. This according to a report. ESPN broke the news this morning, noting Dennison apparently the first NFL coach to be fired for refusing the vaccine. Although players are not required to get the jab, if a game cannot be rescheduled because of a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players on a team, that team forfeits the game. Those players don't get paid. There's a reason they call it the No Fun League. NFL teams will be forced to forfeit if unvaccinated players cause a COVID-19 outbreak. And this again was a memo shared via Twitter on the NFL Network. This is the same NFL that brings you the halftime show with Pepsi that's all about the Illuminati. It's all part of the world system. Tell you what, come on now, I'll tell you what, down there in Alabama, Republican governor of one of the states hardest hit by the Delta variant of the coronavirus called out those who refused the vaccine on Thursday. Said Governor Kay Ivey, that's a female, Governor Kay Ivey, she's governor of Alabama. She said, quote, it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down. Let that sink into your hard drive. The governor of Alabama said, it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. So if you're unvaccinated, you're not regular. You're irregular. And I don't mean you can't take a dump. I mean you're not one of them. I can't believe that. Oh, maybe I can. It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. Wow. And that's the governor of Alabama. Ivy, who was vaccinated back in December, also seemed to throw some shade on Fox News and other right-wing media outlets. She said, "Media, I want you to start reporting the facts. These new cases of COVID are because of unvaccinated folks. Almost 100% of the new hospitalizations are with unvaccinated folks, and the deaths are certainly occurring among the unvaccinated folks." Did I mention we need to blame the unvaccinated folks and not the regular folks, you know, the good folks? Every time I read a story like this, or the previous four stories, it just increases my resolve not to get the jab. The more you try to shove this down my throat, the clearer it becomes that this is a satanic, demonic agenda from the pit of hell, and you're not sticking a needle in my arm. And the more you try to cajole me with donuts and beer and blackmail, the more I'm not going to get this jab. This is just sick. Sean Penn refuses to continue shooting Watergate series Gaslit until all crew are required to be vaccinated. Does anybody see the irony in this story? He's shooting a series called Gaslit, G-A-S-L-I-T. Why not just call it Gaslighting? He's not going to return to the film star's upcoming Watergate TV series, Gaslit, until mandatory COVID vaccinations are instituted for all the crew members. This is sort of a blanket statement, but really isn't. Have you noticed that most of the people you really don't like have gotten the jab? It's just a general observation. I'm sure there's, you know, I have loved ones. I get it. It just seems to me that the most annoying people on the face of this plane, this flat plane, are the ones that are all for this. And I've noticed it especially in the gay community, the atheist community, the agnostic community, and the Babylonian church system community. It's just really strange, the bedfellows. You have Franklin Graham on the same page as the LGBTQ community. If that doesn't speak volumes. The perfect storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you getting your jab this weekend? You want to go together? We'll go to Walgreens. I'll come over to your place and we'll go get our shot at Walgreens, and then we'll go out and get some lunch. And if neither one of us are dead by the time the check comes, we'll split it. Now let's say one of us does die during the meal. Let's agree now that we'll get a doggy bag. Why waste the food? And as they're collecting your body or my body, depending on who dies, the other person will know, okay, we had an agreement, and could you wrap this up and make it to go? Sounds like good times. Hey, CNN to segregate unvaccinated. Make them pay for tests every day. The Communist News Network continued its wall-to-wall broadcast calling for unvaccinated people to be punished, with analysts again calling for those who haven't gotten the jab to be segregated from society and forced to pay for tests every single day. First up, CNN's resident medical health expert, Dr. Lena Wen. Wait a second, isn't that the woman who ran Planned Parenthood? Oh, yeah. Anyway, she's calling for vaccine passports and forever masking. She said, quote, I think it depends on the circumstance. So if you're going to go to the grocery store and the grocery store doesn't have the capacity to enforce some sort of proof of vaccination, then they have to say that indoor masking needs to apply because we don't know who's vaccinated and who's not. Good news, Wen. you might already have the Luciferase in you. And the same goes for schools, she continued. Oh, she won't shut up, huh? Schools, you can't expect the teacher in every school to be asking, well, you're not wearing a mask, so are you vaccinated or not? And so that's the case. Everyone needs to be wearing masks. But imagine that there are already concert venues or workplaces that are saying, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come in. And you have to get a negative test. And that's what's needed in order to really incentivize vaccines at this point. Next up, they had another tool. White House senior COVID jab advisor Andy Slavitt, who proclaimed that the Biden administration should become very aggressive and force unvaccinated workers and students to take daily jabs and to cover their costs themselves. We should really be serious considering whether schools, workplaces, government agencies ought to be saying, hey, you no come in here, you needed to be vaccinated. You no come to the Vatican, you no touch the Pope. Nobody touch the Pope unless they got a jab. Unless you got a card, you got a card to say you got the jab, you no touch the Pope. Nobody touch the Pope. Some of the priests, they touch the boys, but you no touch the Pope. I have no idea why that went off on a Pope. Sometimes I just marvel. 8 weeks between shots is the sweet spot for giving Pfizer's two-dose COVID vaccine. This according to UK researchers. Oh, okay. Well, then I guess it must be true. Giving the second dose of Pfizer's two-dose COVID-19 vaccine 8 weeks after the first dose is the quote-unquote sweet spot to protect against the ever-spreading Delta variant. I guess the first one needs to stew for a couple months. The study posted Friday, led by Oxford University, found that delaying the second dose up to 10 weeks boosted antibodies and helper T cells to support the immune system for another 3 weeks. And apparently this helps the Delta variant. So there you go. Everything you need to know. Poor Dr. Dre. $3.5 million a year. I know he got a merchandising deal with, I think it's Boost headphones, but I can't imagine him releasing a new album, which no one does or hasn't done for 30 years, or a CD for 30 years. I guess you would go, what, straight to Spotify? There's no way he's going to be making the money he was making back in the day. And now he's got to make all of this money just to pay her. Every day, I am thankful, even if I might not acknowledge it, for getting a vasectomy when I was 31. One of the best decisions I ever made in my life. The perfect storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And clover.
Crimson and Clover, bringing back a flood of good memories. Great music. When I was 16 years old, going to high school, Lyman Hall High School in Wallingford, Connecticut, coming from a middle-class family, being an only child and spoiled rotten, my parents gave me a used 1968 Mustang. This was 1973, so the car was 5 years old at the time. Had a 289, 3-speed. I was playing on a softball team owned or run and coached by a gentleman who was a mechanic. He owned a garage, and we became good friends, and I told him about my Mustang. And he said, yeah, if you ever have anything you want to do, I can help you out. An offer he probably came to regret, because I don't know how it happened, but I also was a gearhead back in the day when I was 15, 16, till about 19. And I came up to him and I said, you know, I'd like to take you up on that offer. I'd like to put a 351 Cleveland in the Stang. He said, sure, no problem. I don't even remember how it came about. All I know is that one day at my house, which is my parents' house in Wallingford, the 289 engine is being lifted out of the Mustang with an engine hoist, and the 351 Cleveland is being dropped in. And I believe I might have got a 4-speed too. And that car was awesome. I can remember in the wintertime going up hills sideways because I never switched over to snow tires because I was young and dumb and full of enthusiasm. When I eventually moved to LA, like a fool, I didn't drive the car out there. I just let my dad, told my dad to sell it and give me the money. But that car brought back so many memories. I can remember buying a cassette deck instead of going to my senior prom. I've told this story before. They had a hard up list where you would go to the high school hard up room, and they would have a list of girls who just wanted to go to the prom so they could have that memory and share it with their grandchildren when they're our age now. And I thought, why would I want to go to a dance with a woman I don't even know or care about when I really need a cassette deck? And I had about $200, so I thought, yeah, I'll get a cassette deck, which I did. And the night of the prom, I was just driving around listening to Eric Clapton and Steve Miller, smoking Winston. I think I was smoking Winston back then. Went through these phases where I was smoking and not smoking. There was something tangible that I wasn't aware of, that I think all of us, especially if you're in my age group, that we're all aware of now. There was something tangible that we were unaware of, and it was complete freedom. And we took it for granted. We were not tracked. There were no cell phones. We went where we wanted to go and did what we wanted to do. I can remember as a kid during the summer getting up at 8 a.m. and telling my mom, I'm going to go out for the day. And she would say, fine. I would come back 8, 9 o'clock at night, 12, 13 hours later. And she would say, did you have fun? And I would say, yeah. What did you do? This and that. That was it. There was no interrogation. There was no, I sent you a text. I was tracked. None of that. We were free. Completely untethered. We just didn't realize what it was because it was all we knew. Vietnam was over. We dodged the bullet. Eventually, We were too old for the Gulf War and the Gulf War syndrome and that vaccine debacle. We were born at the perfect time. After World War II. Too young for Vietnam. Too old for Kuwait. And now when I look back on all of it, it was the music and the cars that defined that time. Cars without tracking devices. Cars you could work on. I don't know how many times I replaced an alternator or a starter. I did my own tune-ups. We never took it to the garage. We all knew someone. I did, obviously. And if it was something major, we would talk about it. Hey, come on over. I'll buy a 12-pack. Let's work on the car. The cars were better. The women smelled better. They were thinner. If you look at videos of pedestrian traffic, for example, in the 70s of New York City, Boston, Los Angeles, any major city, watch the pedestrian traffic, not to watch the people, but to look at their bodies. People were in much better shape back then because they didn't have all of this crap that we're eating today, and they exercised. A great example is that show Mad Men, an accurate depiction of what New Yorkers looked like in the 60s. They wore suits and hats. They dressed well. They smelled good. There weren't a bunch of slobs waiting in line at Disney World with masks on. And that's what we have now. We have this slob culture. I go to Walmart purposely at 10 o'clock at night just so I don't get angry. I walk in the store and my eyes go back and forth just looking for someone that maybe I could have a conversation with. And hardly ever do I see anyone. So I just keep my eyes down, do my shopping, leave, come home, and then Stormy welcomes me. And I feel good. I don't belong here. That's okay. I'm going to ride it out because I've got a morbid sense of curiosity. I had a great time with Stormy today. And speaking of which, there was a nice storm that blew through here in God's waiting room. And right after, the weather moderated, and it wasn't awful. So we went down to the church where there's lots of acreage. And I know on Friday nights, no one's there. So I did something I normally don't do. I looked around. I didn't see anyone. And I undid her leash, and I let her run. She didn't run away. She just sniffed for a while. And then I started to play with her and realized that when I got Stormy, and it's been about a year that I had her, she had just gotten the cast off her leg, which she had broken from racing in September. And in January, they stopped all racing, greyhound racing in Florida. When a greyhound is doing 45 miles an hour and goes around that turn, that's an unnatural pressure on their leg. And inevitably, a lot of greyhounds end up breaking their right rear leg because that's where all the pressure goes. And that's what she did. She won 19 races. She came in second 12 times. That was out of about 102 races. And I actually have a video of her where I can pull it up online of her final race before she broke her leg, which she won. Normally what they do is when they break their leg, they put them down. Fortunately, there's this kind-hearted man who has an adoption service in the area, and he got a whole bunch of them from Jacksonville. And I told him I really wanted to adopt a greyhound. I used to own one. I'd like to do it again. He goes, the only one I've got has a broken leg, but she's been rehabbing for about 10 weeks. Can you wait? I said, all right. So he finally comes over, visits me, home visit to make sure, you know, I'm not a lunatic, and brings the dog over a couple weeks later, and she's limping. obviously. She just had the cast off. I didn't walk her for probably 2 to 3 months. She just got up, I fed her, and she went in the backyard. After about 3 months, I started walking her slowly, and then eventually every day. And then one day, she ran. And she will never be 100% because she's got a plate in her leg. And every once in a while, she'll get it in her head that she doesn't have a leg, that she shouldn't stress too much. So there's this real happy medium where she starts to run, and I enjoy the fact that she's happy, but by the same token, I don't want her to blow it out again. So there's a part of some trepidation there. But today what happened was I let her go. She sniffed around, and I wanted to see what she would do if I ran away from her. I've never done this before, but it was a huge field. No one was there. So she's sniffing around, and all of a sudden I start walking away from her, and then I just start running and laughing. And she sees me, and she just darts right for me, flies past me, comes back with her tongue out. And we did that a few times. It was just incredibly enjoyable. And then I go back to the opening story I had tonight with Dr. Dre. And I'm thinking, if I was Dr. Dre, here's what I would do. I would forget the lawyers. I would call my ex-wife directly. And I would say, let's work out a deal. I don't want to be paying you $3.5 million per year ad infinitum. No one knows how much time either one of us has left. Here's all the money I have in the world. Let's just split it, and let's go our own way. Then I would get a Greyhound, and I would go run in the park. West Side! The Perfect Storm. All right, that's good. I'm glad I'm on the air. That's what I would do. Why enrich the lawyers? I can remember when I was working for FedEx in LA, I used to deliver to Century City. And that's where all the lawyers go. If you remember that song by Tom Petty, Century City, he said he wrote that song because that's where they spent all their time once he was having legal jousting with the record companies. But that's all it is. It's just lawyers. Just go directly to your ex-wife and say, look, no lawyers, you and me. Here's all the money I've got. I'll give you half. And after you get half, we're done. Go live your life. No one is winning here but the lawyers. Yeah, we were married 24 years. Yeah, I don't recall you ever writing or recording any of these songs, but whatever, you were married to me, so I'll give you half. That's a pretty damn good deal, considering you don't have any talent. Ooh. I feel like I'm making this deal while I'm rolling in my lowrider, kind of bouncing up and down. Yo! Six pump? What am I supposed to say? I'm white.
In your 6'4". Rolling
oh, you mean oh, you mean in my 2.5s? Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm always rolling on my 2.5s. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. And I have gin and juice.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Yo, peace and love.
West Side.
Stoop my posse.
That's my posse.
So Dr. Dre ordered to pay ex-wife Nicole Young $3.5 million per year in spousal support. And I recommended that Dr. Dre talk directly to his ex-wife, but just in case he can't, this is what it would sound like if Dr. Dre talked to her lawyer. Okay, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, look, I know you're representing my ex-wife in the proceeding here, and I'm paying her $3.5 million a year in spousal support. I would like to set up a meeting with her and just settle this. Can we do that?
I just really don't think that's a good idea. It doesn't sound to be in her best interests.
What do you mean it doesn't sound? I'm worth $50 million.
And she deserves quite a hefty sum of that.
Okay, well, I'll give her half. How many songs has she written?
That's irrelevant.
How is that irrelevant?
She is the spouse who gave you much support, and she is entitled to exactly what we are asking for, and I think that it's a fair deal, and you should be happy with it. Mr. Dr. Dre, do you have any legitimate concerns about this? Is there something I can help you with today?
Well, I don't want to be paying her $3.5 million a year, and also I've got to cover the expenses of the Malibu and Pacific Palisades house, and I got to pay her for health insurance. I mean, does that seem fair to you?
Eminently, sir, Mr. Dr. Dre. This is a fair deal. She is entitled to this monetary recompense. This is important. You need to take responsibility for your actions, sir. And this, your properties have nothing to do with my client's interests at all. If you'd like to split the properties and give us half, that would be acceptable.
Okay, so if I give her half of the properties and half of my money, do we have a deal?
Well, let's just take this one step at a time, Mr. Sir Dr. Dre.
What do you mean one step at a time? What's the next step?
The next step is we're going to take as much as we can because that's what she deserves. So I don't understand the problems here. This should be very clear.
Yeah, it is becoming very clear. How much do you want? How much do I have to give you and her and your law firm to make all of you go away so I can get a greyhound and go walk at the church?
Well, let's take a look at the paper. How much exactly are we asking for?
$3.5 million a year.
It seems legitimate. I don't see any reason. I have no reasonings behind anything less than that.
It comes out to $293,000 a month. Who needs that much money every month?
Sir.
There's no kids.
Sir, Mr. Dr. Dre, she is accustomed to a certain lifestyle, which you had provided. And we would appreciate if you would just accept the terms.
Yeah, but I'm old. I'm not making the money I used to make.
The royalties surely will continue, sir.
The royalties are gone, dude.
Well, you can sell the properties and the Palisades and wherever else, and we can split that.
You know what Shakespeare said? You know what you call 1,000 lawyers at the bottom of a lake?
A good start.
The perfect storm.
You're about to get it. Stop lying, damn it. I'm getting pissed now.
Before we're done here, y'all be wearing gold-plated diapers.
I'm telling you, fellas, you're gonna want that cowbell
on the track.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.